The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.
Hi there, my little butt puppet.
So you have a desire for me to force you to do something, do you?
Good. That means some sort of bug has crawled up your ass to submit to women.
And this makes me proud of you.
But before you get too excited, I should warn you about the contents of this file. In this file, I am a heartless bitch, and I don't really care about what you want or don't want. I only care about what I want. What I want is to make your tiny little dick hard listening to me as I humiliate you and force you to like doing things that are out of the norm. The best part of this is that I might force you right now, but in time you will want to do some of these forced things all on your own, just to show me what an obedient ass clown you can be for me. Watching men humiliate themselves all in the name of impressing me makes me very happy. You do want to make me happy, don't you? Of course you do. So forget the earlier warning about this file and keep on listening. Listen to my words as I warp your perspective and make you want things that are dirty and nasty. You are going to be a dirty, nasty little slut for me today, aren't you? Good. That's what I thought. At the end of this file, I'm going to put you to the test, though. So you better pay attention and do what you're told. There's going to be a little treat in it for you. Here's how this is going to work. First, I'm going to tickle that small brain of yours into a trance. You're going to get sleepy, and you might even doze off. When you doze off, I'm going to reach my hands into that tiny brain of yours and grab all cognitive reasoning, inhibitions, and irrational thoughts in relation to how you think about sex and pull them out of your head. This will leave you with zero boundaries, zero self-respect, and really teach you what submission to a goddess like me really means. Anyone can take a spanking. Anyone can be my anal slut. Anyone can suck my strap on. So what? If I had a dollar for every male sub writing emails to me telling me what they would do for me if they were my sub, I would be permanently on vacation at a 5-star resort. You butt sluts are a dime a dozen to someone like me. Real submission comes right here, right now, in this file. When I finished hypnotizing your brain, I'm going to wake you up, and you are going to get up and do a little something for me. The best part is that you will do it exactly as I tell you to do, step by step. Each step will be so easy, so effortless. You don't have to think about what is next. You just have to put one foot in front of the other and move. You won't feel inclined to even think about what is next. What's the point? You will just keep on taking these little baby steps. It won't be anything you are not physically able to do, unless you have some medical condition, in which case I will excuse you. You will be able to stop at any time if you wish. You won't, though, because you will want what I'm going to give you. You did download a file called Forced, didn't you? Yes, so you want me to force you to do something. Good. I will. And you will feel so proud that you can tell me all about it. That's right. If you do what I say and can prove it, you can email me to talk about it. You'll be able to tell me how it made you feel, and you can even ask me to do it to you again. I probably won't give a shit. Because thousands of people every night will be doing the same thing after I own their small brains and their heads and their cocks. But I will still like to hear from you about your feelings. I care about how my subs feel when they do something special for me. Are you getting curious on what I'm going to make you do? Good. Then when I tell you to do it, just move your feet and do it. You'll be safe. You will be happy. You will be my little obedient toy that I can amuse myself with. Deal? Good boy. Let's get started. You trust my voice. You trust me. You know that whatever I tell you, that you should do it. You know that whatever I tell you, that you need to do it. You know that whenever you do what I tell you, it frees you from the limiting beliefs that we have removed from your mind. You want to be free, don't you? Of course you do. All of the limiting thoughts you have carried in your head, designed by morals laid on you from parents, society, your spouse, and people in general. Nobody knows you like I know you, my little butt slut. Nobody knows that you need to listen to a strong woman. It feels so right when you do. You know it is right when you do. And you know that it doesn't matter what it is that I ask you to do. It is the right thing to do. I want you to visualize something for me. You are walking to your fridge to get something to eat. See yourself standing in front of the fridge with the door open, looking inside. What do you see? There is a produce drawer. If you are going to be eating late at night, it is better to eat produce than anything else. Isn't it? Of course it is. See? Everything I tell you to do is good for you. What I tell you is healthy. What I tell you expands your limiting beliefs and makes you a better person. You do want to be a better person, don't you? Of course you do. So eat the carrot. But hold on for a second. I want you to see that carrot in your hand. Before you just wolf it down, why don't you just put it in your mouth and suck on it like a lollipop? That's right. See yourself sucking on the carrot. It feels so good, doesn't it? Yes, sucking is good. You suck good. You are a good carrot sucker. As you see the carrot, watch how it transforms into a nice-looking 10-inch cock. You know, the kind of cock you always wish you had. It's okay. See it. Isn't it beautiful? Well, don't worry. No one is around. You are all alone. Why don't you just slide that cock back down into your mouth? That's it. Feel the soft flesh of a hard cock slide deeper and deeper into the back of your throat. Good. Now take it out.
see nothing wrong here. See once again that it was only a carrot. It doesn't matter that it felt better to see and taste it as a cock. It doesn't mean that there is anything wrong with you. There isn't. There is not a single man in the world that could listen to my sweet voice and not get turned on with anything I say. I was just built that way. And you were just built to listen to this voice. No worries. You visualized yourself going to a fridge and sucking on a carrot, wishing for a moment that it was cock. Then you ate the carrot. Nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, it felt so right. You want to do this now. You want to really go to the fridge and drop to your knees and put a nice big carrot thick in down your throat and fantasize about cock, knowing that I am right there with you to encourage you to be a good cock-sucking carrot eater. I haven't forced you to do anything yet. Now, my precious little obedient pet, I'm going to wake you up out of trance. I'm going to gently wake you up and give you a little energy for a small assignment. You will need to complete the assignment. In fact, you will feel really horrible if you don't, and you will not be able to sleep unless you complete this one little itty-bitty assignment for me. Right? Good. Your mind accepts that listening to me under all circumstances is acceptable. After all, you do have your own free will and can stop yourself at any time, can't you? Of course, that would mean you're a pussy, but that's up to you. Leave your headphones on and listen to me guide you on our little adventure together. Our little naughty adventure. Okay, come on, cutie. Get out of bed. Walk with me now. Let's go to the kitchen. Now listen. If my words get a little ahead of you right now, pause it until you get to the next task. Otherwise, don't do anything I tell you until you are able to do it. Exactly when I tell you to. Pause the recording at any time you need if you need to catch up. Do not let the recording run ahead of where you are at. We want to do this together. You know, like I was right there interacting with you. That's the fun of this. Think of me right now with you. Now that you're in the kitchen, grab a small bowl from the cupboard. Good. Now proceed to the fridge. Good. You're at the fridge now. Reach in and find a carrot. If you don't have a carrot, maybe a cucumber. Any long, skinny vegetable will do, but carrots or cucumbers are best for our little adventure. If it is safe, and only if it is safe, and no one in your room will see you, strip if you are not already naked. If it is not safe, take your vegetable and your bowl to a bathroom and lock yourself in. If you need to do that, pause this recording and go to the bathroom. If you are ready to strip now, do so. You only actually need your bottoms off for a little adventure. So go ahead and take your bottoms off. Good. Now get on your knees. That's it. That's good. Are you ready? Good. Suck on your vegetable for me. Just put it in your mouth and start sucking. Now work with me here. Do as I say when I say. Put it deep in your mouth. In and out. In and out. Good. Now let's just think of me there right now, pushing your head onto some big, juicy cock. This is fun, isn't it? Of course it is. So are you ready for the next step? Good. Put your bowl beneath you, in between your legs. Take your vegetable with the lube from your mouth and slowly enter it into that ass of yours. Go ahead now. Don't stop now. That's it. Now give yourself a few pumps in the ass with it. Fuck your ass with your vegetable. Good. Now stick it up there so that it stays hands-free. Good. There you go. Now I want you to stroke that cock for me. Wrap your hand around that cock of yours and start pumping. That's it. Stroke it. Stroke it. Stroke it. Come on, boy. That's it. Going. You just take the time you need right now and keep going as long as it takes. But when you are ready, I want you to come in the bowl beneath your cock. Aim it in. That's it. Good boy. Shoot it into the bowl. Pause the recording if you need to catch up. Don't listen to any more until you come like a good boy, okay? Good. Now you have that bowl of cum in front of you. Do you know what that is? Darling, it is vegetable dip. Take your vegetable out of your ass. Come on now. I know you are having second thoughts, but you are, oh, so close to really impressing me and being able to contact me. Really, if you have the guts to follow through on this, you can contact me. I am so turned on by your obedience. I simply just want to eat some veggies and dip. It's a few minutes of your life to be liberated for the rest of it. Go ahead now and eat it all. Do not stop until your vegetable and dip is gone. Make sure you are eating from the end that entered your ass. I know, right? Yes, it sounds filthy. But submission never tasted any better. Mind over matter, my little subby boy. Mind over matter. Just eat it. Good. Wow. Really good. I can't believe you did that. You little fucking dirty slut. You made me so proud. Now you can email me. Email me and tell me all about how this experience made you feel. I want to know in great detail the feelings you are having as you are walking towards the kitchen. And each step I walked you through, tell me about it. I will share your story confidentially on the site, just so others know that a good man will submit to a woman regardless of what she says. Your act today could improve the relationships of thousands of people when others see that there is nothing a good sub won't do to please his mistress. Now, toodle-doo, off my little carrot cocksucker, and write me all about it. You can send your email to me at info@femdomtraining.ca. One more thing. If you did not do this, and you try and lie about it, I will be able to tell. I am a pro-dom, and not your sucker bitch. You are sucker bitch, and it's okay. I love you for it. Now send me that email, and if you didn't have the guts to do this tonight, keep on trying with this file until you do, and then contact me. If your story is good, I might have a special treat for you. Good boy. Have a nice dream. And no, you are not allowed to brush your teeth. Just go to bed.
The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.